This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our loud and local band of the week, and this week, it's Acid Teeth. Our loud and local band of the week, Acid Teeth. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their music, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
See them tonight. They're going to be at the Black Lodge. They're going to be playing with Eris, which features John Pettibone from
Awesome Dude.
Great band as well. So you can see those bands tonight at the Black Lodge, and then Acid Teeth hitting the road for another tour.
If you're a lover of local music, man, you've got to check out Loud and Local. Every Sunday night at 10 o'clock, two solid hours of all Pacific Northwest music with great bands like Acid Teeth.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game.
He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame.
60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm gonna rock.
It's time to play the game.
So everybody scream his name.
The green jumping up and down there, Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy. Magically delicious, isn't it, though?
Yes, it's Friday, but it's also the day before St. Paddy's Day.
That's right, brother.
Right.
So and it's Comic-Con, so I'm all set to go. I got my Patrick Stewart
St.
Irish shirt on.
Stewart's Day shirt.
It's so funny.
It is amazing.
He's rocking a green beard, and he's got a leprechaun beard.
Yeah.
It's pretty fantastic. I was going to throw some more shade at you, but I can't. It's a really good shirt.
I should get I remember last year when I did this, because I get a lot of good comments.
It's a great... I mean, it's perfect for St. Paddy's Day.
This was when I saw this shirt, I was like, it's got to be mine.
Let's get to our contestant today for this game. We've got Andrea in Federal Way. Andrea, are you there?
Hi, yes.
What's you playing for today, Steve?
Dirt Sweet tickets for the Professional Bull Riders Unleash the Beast event that's happening at the Tacoma Dome on Sunday, March 31st. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Andrea will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Andrea, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Huey Lewis and the News performed The Power of Love for which 80s movie?
Pass.
David Justice was a notable player for what sport?
Basketball.
No.
Football.
No.
Baseball.
Yes. Finish the finish the title of the Pink Floyd song, Another Brick in the What?
Wall.
Yes. What was Lucy's last name in the TV series I Love Lucy?
No. Ricardo. No.
Yes.
Good job.
Kodiak Island is the largest island in which state?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Kodiak Island is the largest island in which state?
Alaska.
Yes. What is Dennis the Menace's last name?
Oh gosh. Menace?
No.
Wilson?
No.
Thompson?
No. Oh. What year of the early 2010s was the first iPad released?
2010.
Yes. What is the name of the hapless chef in the film Ratatouille?
Michael.
No.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Andrea. Oh.
Well, at least we know that Steve's not going to get that one right.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I mean, I'm hoping he's not.
He might get lucky.
So he still might get a chance. He did terribly earlier today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Building her up, hoping that we'll get her a win and Steve another loss. Steve, could you go back-to-back losing today?
I don't know, Rev. I guess we'll find out.
We will.
Ooh.
Dork. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Huey Lewis in the News performed The Power of Love for which 80s movie?
Howard the Duck.
No.
Oh.
Damn it.
I'm going to go 16 Candles.
No.
Breakfast Club.
No.
Wow.
David Justice was a notable player of what sport?
Baseball.
Yes. Finish the title of the Pink Floyd song, Another Brick in the What?
Wall.
Yes.
Wall.
What was Lucy's last name in the TV series I Love Lucy?
Ricardo.
Yes.
Lucy.
Kodiak. Kodiak Island is the largest island in which state?
Alaska.
Yes. What is Dennis the Menace's last name?
Mitchell.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you.
What year of the early 2010s is the first iPad released?
That'd be 2010.
Yes.
Nice.
What is the name of the hapless chef in the film Ratatouille?
Patton Oswalt.
No.
Swedish chef.
No.
Chef Boyardee.
No. Which 2016 film had 14 Oscar nominations?
Huh?
Which 2016 film
had... Gravity?
No.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
No.
Green... Thumb.
Just green?
Green.
Green thumb.
Green.
No.
I'm top of the mountain to you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, you snuck away with a win. 6-5.
Sorry, Andrea.
Oh, bummer sauce.
So close.
Bummer sauce.
Yeah, that was so close.
Well, thanks for playing, Andrea.
Thank you.
Take care. There she goes.
Yep. You are the man.
He really got
slightly
lucky.
The man.
He got lucky.
He did get a little lucky there.
Yeah, and she really... Oh. She was so close on a lot of her, and she just couldn't get there.
Yep. Yeah, it came down to knowing Dennis Mitchell.
Well, that is what...
Wow.
She got Mr. Menace, baby.
Yeah, she got Mr. Wilson and
I
thought
know,
that
right?
was his last name, but no, but I didn't think Steve would know Mitchell.
There's a couple that I actually really thought you would get. I thought you would get the first one. I thought everyone would get the first one. The Power of Love was for the movie...
Oh, Vicky knows this.
Yeah. No way.
Fifth Element?
No!
Back to the Future!
Back to the Future!
Come on.
The Power of Love for an 80s movie.
Yeah.
With Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah. Now I get why you guys are so disappointed.
It's the power of love. Yeah.
I was thinking like that was the power that saved the world.
Performed it. Oh, good God.
Wow.
You haven't seen any of these movies anyway.
I saw them in Spanish. Calm down.
Yeah, calm down. Oh. She saw them in Spanish.
Well, apparently you didn't remember them in Spanish.
Well, they say it differently. Shut up.
You might know this one, though, Vicky. What was the name of the chef in Ratatouille?
Alfredo Linguini.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I was thinking maybe you would throw out some pasta names
and
you might get it.
Wouldn't that be stupid if he did and he got it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
It was on last night, Steve. I mean, really?
Titanic?
Yeah, no.
No, Ratatouille. Come on, Steve.
I mean, Titanic was on at my house, to be fair.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I've never seen Ratatouille.
I don't think I have either, actually.
It's really
amazing.
Cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really fun. I recommend it.
It's all about food.
Yeah.
Not going to see it.
And we talk about food.
And he's a chef, even though he's a rat.
Not going to see it. It's amazing.
Not going to see it.
No, it's a cartoon.
It's one of the best films of the 2000s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now you're just talking crazy.
Which, by the way, I'm racking my brain out for that Oscar movie 2016.
Yeah, 2016 film that had 14 Oscar nominations.
I should know this.
It was a dancing movie.
Oh,
Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yes, Steve, you're absolutely correct.
Was it La La Land?
It was La La Land.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say Magic Mike 2.
Oh, Kind of close there.
Yeah. Congratulations, oh, Stephen.
That Bradley Cooper.
Correct.
Look at Bradley Cooper. I just realized that. He had the La La Land, and then he
Ryan
had...
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, oh,
that
Ryan Gosling.
No, it was not.
I always get those two
Bradley
confused.
Cooper's a good dude. So.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I really could have sworn it was Bradley Cooper and Emma Stone. It was Ryan Gosling?
Yes.
I suck.
Oh, I forgot to dedicate today's win to somebody.
Oh.
Got a text says, Migs, can you dedicate this Beat Migs victory to Erica and I? It's our 7-year anniversary this St. Patty's Day, and we're on our way to Vegas right now from Red.
Oh.
The Chicken Man.
Oh, congratulations, nice. Buddy.
Rock Girl Erica and Red the Chicken Man, a.k.a. Rocky.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Rocky of the Seawolves.
That's right. Good for them, man. Going to Vegas to celebrate, that's always a fun place.
That's where they got married.
Oh, I forgot that.
So have a great time.
Yeah.
Don't go broke.
That's what, pro tip. Pro tip from Steve Migs. All right, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. This is where you get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve!
Yeah.
Stop freaking, call Beacon.
Stop freaking, call Beacon.
Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. This is your opportunity to talk about anything you want to talk about, but make sure you are bringing it, because Steve does have this rule.
Simple rule, and that is to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, they're going to have to be gone. And then we will say goodbye to them.
Goodbye, old friend.
And don't forget, if you really go on too long, then we'll have to play you off with the Oscar music. Just remember that. So just that'll be your cue to end it all. Make that long story less long. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
All right, we got a text message. Okay, Dan, stop playing.
Yeah, geez, I mean, come on. Wait. Come on.
Somebody wants to know what's the grossest thing that you guys have ever done.
There was an online poll about this recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 250,000 people were like, oh, we want to tell you all the gross things we've done. The gross thing now, I don't know how this is on their list, Steve, but I don't know if you heard this, they're saying people who pick their nose and eat it, and I have discussed this before, the scientific evidence, they're saying it makes you less sick if you will do that.
I'm willing to get a sniffle here and there if it means not eating my bugs. I'm just sorry. Like, picking nose, I know it's a gross habit, and I'm guilty of it, but I am never going to do that.
That's number one, by the way.
Are you going to start eating your boogers,
BJ? Yeah,
BJ.
Yeah, you know what? I got to do what I got to do to stay alive.
I mean, it's the perfect weekend to do it if you're wearing green.
Here's what's sad. Yeah, you're right. Nobody will ever see me. I feel like we did this as human beings, and then somehow it was considered not a cool thing to do, and now we're less healthy because of it.
I'm just still trying to think of, like, what's the grossest thing I've ever done. I've done a lot of gross... I mean, eating food out of the garbage.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
In college, whenever someone would, like, throw something away. It wasn't, like, sitting in the garbage for a long time.
It was resting on the top, perfectly safe.
And I'm like, you douche, you just threw away a half a sandwich, and you know I'm broke, so I just grabbed and ate it. But I think the one that got the worst reaction from you guys is when I was drunk at some radio convention, roaming the halls, and I saw somebody left outside of their room service. They didn't finish their plate of wings.
Yeah.
These wings weren't even touched, and I just sat down outside of their door and started eating them.
Nasty.
That was like a, oh my God, it's Conan the Barbarian over here.
It's not like I used their dipping sauces. I just ate the wings, the untouched wings.
Yeah.
But y'all freaked out like I was a nut.
You think they're untouched.
You don't know.
But you don't know what they did to those in those hotel rooms.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Have you ever seen what they do with toothbrushes in those videos?
Right.
In those pictures?
What do you think? They just like they rub them on their butts and then put them outside hoping they'd get a good...
You don't know that
they
didn't.
That's what Vicky does. Have you haven't heard her talk about that? No. She does that all the time.
Ignorance is bliss. Yeah. Those wings were good. All right. What about you? Anyone else do anything gross?
I mean, the biggest thing that I feel like I've done was dropping my pizza at Disneyland and still eating it.
I don't think that's gross at all.
See, I don't think so either. But it was like everyone freaked out because there's so many people at Disneyland and kids and blah, blah, blah.
Did the toppings fall, like cheese and toppings fall ground first? Oh, I feel like I'd give a pass if it was just like the bottom. I don't know why. Like, I feel like the cheese probably got the hairs and the little rocks.
The bottom won't absorb something. But I'm like, I look it over. Think, okay, you know what? Things look okay. I'm going to eat this. Pick whatever looks weird. Take that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Germs don't bother me.
If I was drunk, I'd totally do it. All my OCDs and everything go out the window when I'm drunk. I do not care.
That's why they give medication for that, because the medication makes you not want to care.
Yup.
Yeah, that's what you need. I'll get you a pill.
Rev, have you ever done anything that's the grossest thing?
His existence.
Like the things like what? Like crapping my pants at work? That was probably the grossest thing ever.
Dude, that really was.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
It's
old hat.
People crap their pants all the time and drop it in the hallway. You're right.
Or the story you told after the holidays when you crapped on the building.
Well, yeah, because they wouldn't let me use the... No, that is not worse, because it was outside and they wouldn't let me use the bathroom at the gas station. I had to go somewhere and it wasn't, again, in my pants.
So some texter says, a friend of mine found an almost empty bottle of flavored vodka under the hotel room bed and he drank the rest of it.
I feel like alcohol is already... I mean, they use alcohol to basically, you know, to sterilize a wound. So alcohol in itself is sterilizing whatever they would do to it.
Yeah.
That's kind of how my brain would think. I'm looking at this list, and actually, I feel like we've all done a lot of these.
Let's see.
And it's not that bad, but people are saying they're bad.
Let's see what we're guilty of.
All right, popping your zits.
Of course.
Yep.
Well, they're saying it's the second grossest thing we all do that.
Well, don't do it in public.
Oh, no?
All right. No different than don't floss your teeth in public, lady, at the Chinese place I went.
Oh, well, I kind of do that.
What if you pop other people's zits? Is that worse?
I think that's gross.
I do it.
Yeah, I know. You guys are the pimple poppers.
I know. They do love it. How about smelling an article of clothing to see if you could get away with it wearing it again? That's number three on the list.
That's normal, man.
Top three.
That was yesterday morning with my jeans. Because after that late night with the Glorious Sons, you know, one of the guys, Jay, the guitarist, he was smoking a cigar. And I didn't think about it. And I was like, crap, I don't feel like taking this is how lazy I was. I'm like, I don't feel like taking the belt off of my jeans to put them on the other set of jeans that are the exact same color and fit the exact same way. But I was just like, my wallet, my breast strips, and my belt are already on. So I smelled my jeans. I'm like, nah, they're fine.
Yeah. Just Febreze it. Do the Febreze Gains spray.
I don't do that. What I'll do, though, is I'll throw them in the dryer with a dryer sheet and let it go for about 5 minutes.
I let them hang outside. Let nature do the business.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm guilty of that almost every day.
Yeah.
How about this? Do you ever blow your nose and inspect the tissue?
No, I think that's disgusting.
You got to do it because what if there's like blood in it or there's like a different weird color?
Dude, you get older, you start inspecting everything.
Yes.
Do you guys inspect your Duke when you do it?
Yes.
I do.
Absolutely.
You know why? Here's why. I remember that time I was eating too many beets. But I thought I was dying.
We've all had that, yes.
So that now first I inspect time when
you
everything.
That first time you eat a lot of beets and then you have stuff go on, you think you're bleeding internally.
Yep. Yeah.
No, I don't want... My dad is guilty of that. He'll just be like... Just blowing his nose, and he opens it up and looks for a second. I'm like, that is the grossest thing.
Yeah, but the color is supposed to mean something.
I don't know what it is. I don't have a color chart on me.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is the reason why I started doing it was because of the old MTV commercial where it was the cook who blew his nose, and he's like, oh, I made an MTV symbol. Want to see? I didn't want to show you anyway.
Oh, God.
That's why I started looking at him.
Oh, okay.
One time I accidentally sniffed my roommate's underwear because I thought they were my wife's.
Oh, no.
And I was trying to see if they were dirty.
Okay.
There's a lot of layers to unpack with that.
Yeah, I don't even want to be part of that. That's a number four. So blowing your nose, number four on the list, and a lot of us do it. But like 8 out of 10 people do it. How about number five? Are you ever too tired to brush your teeth before bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, see,
pretty much every time my wife's already asleep and she can't shame me into brushing my teeth.
Yeah. I can't
How many times a day would you brush your teeth if you didn't have your wife around?
Oh, no, I brush it like 3-4 times. Okay. I brush it in the morning. I'll brush it
four times?
Yeah, at some point when I get home, and then again like after dinner or something like that.
Oh,
but sometimes when I'm just so tired, I don't want to do it right before bed.
Does your dentist not give you a hard time for doing it too much?
No, I have no cavities, and they think everything's cool.
Wow, good for you. You must not be wrecking them, because I know you're not supposed
sometimes
to overbrush.
Sometimes it's a quick brush. Yeah, okay. I mean, as far as like the 2 to 3 minute brushing, twice a day.
So people think
sometimes
it's gross.
Do a quick...
I mean, you go to bed and you don't brush your teeth. I mean,
you're going to wake up and brush it.
We never brushed our teeth back in the old days.
That's what a mouthwash is for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Funny enough, I only brushed my teeth like once a day in high school, and I never had cavities. Then I started doing the two times a day, and that's when I got cavities.
What?
I know, random, right?
Yeah, well, maybe you were eating worse. That seems
not
weird.
Not really.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right, exactly.
I don't understand.
Once a day, then.
I don't believe this story. That's fake news. Don't believe it. How about peeing in the shower?
Yep. All the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why
at least
you?
Once a day.
Why do people still think that's gross?
I mean, whenever at the gym,
Well, see, the thing.
Okay,
you, wait. Why? No. You're not supposed to pee in the shower at the gym.
Why not?
I mean, because people stand in the shower.
I aim for the drain.
And most people are supposed to wear flip-flops.
Yeah, that's
right. I have flip-flops on. Although it was funny. Oh, dude,
you wear flip-flops into the shower?
Yeah, at the gym.
I wear flip-flops coming out of the shower, but now I'm going to wear my shoes in the shower.
So you
now
don't know what kind of fungus is on there.
I wear flip-flops in the shower. I ain't effing with that.
Yeah.
Because of the fungi.
Well, it's because you're peeing. Everyone's peeing at the place. No wonder.
Well, although the pee's not causing the fungi.
I never shared this. I forgot. It's having some mistaken identity thing.
Oh, gosh.
Because Danny and I used the gym around the same time, and I was pretty sure Danny was in the shower stall next to me. And I looked, because you have stalls, so you have the wall between you. You know what I mean? So you're not like looking at each other, you can't see each other, but I thought it was Danny next to me, and whoever was next to me was peeing in the shower because I could see the yellow going into the drain.
Oh,
it wasn't coming near me because there's drains, so you know what I mean, like it's not hitting me at all, but I saw it when I was like just scrubbing, and I was just like, I said something like, oh, taking a whiz in the shower, I see nothing, I hear nothing, and I'm like, weird, okay, Danny maybe didn't hear me, so I'll just wait till he comes back in. Guy walks in, it's not Danny.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no.
We were the only two in the lockers.
That's amazing.
I was like, oh my gosh, this guy probably thinks I'm the weirdest dude ever.
That's you are, but...
Right, but I'm not going to do that to someone I don't know. I thought I was giving Danny a hard time.
But if you can see that the whiz is being taken in your own little shower thing, you deserve to be called out. You shouldn't be whizzing in a public shower.
Okay, so why not?
I don't mind if it's everyone has their own stalls, but I thought you meant like you were all hanging out with your beer buddies in the shower.
Oh, Munson would do that to us.
But would you do that to the other guys?
I'd do it back to Munson.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
And then we're just like shooting at each
fire hose!
Okay, did that just get said?
We've had other guys from the other team walk in as this is happening, and they just walk right back out.
I don't blame them.
Happy birthday, Munson. It's his birthday today, by the way.
Hey!
I think you officially engrossed BJ out.
I work with
a savage. I guess I picked the wrong thing for the grossest thing that I've done.
Yeah. Yeah, peeing on your friends in the shower, probably the grossest thing. Okay? I think that wins, Steve. Okay, R. Kelly? I think that wins. I can't believe I work with somebody.
I wouldn't do it to you.
Some people would charge extra for that.
Vicky, I don't want to know about your evenings either. Okay? Jesus. Honestly, what is wrong with everybody? Unbelievable. Man.
That's right. You scrub your face quick because if you put too much, sometimes you spend too much time, your eyes are closed, all bets are off.
You don't know what worm is coming from where.
Oh, and this is a delightful thing of showering with my buddies that I'm so happy I don't miss.
It's just good laughs, man.
It's not good laughs when someone's harmless urinating on you, okay? When
and
someone's
mostly it's beer
that
and
to be
water.
A bumper
it's
sticker.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's not good laughs when someone's urinating.
There's a guy right now that's going to lose his music career for what you kids do in the shower.
Everybody was of age.
Oh, okay. That makes it better. How about this? How about you've ever eaten food that fell on the floor? We've said yes. Steve's done that. Yes. Fell on the floor into the garbage.
I do when I'm drunk.
Have you ever gone a month without changing your sheets?
Yeah.
When I was a bachelor.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing you should be doing. I know I was ignorant to that. I didn't know.
It's now every Sunday we're washing our sheets.
Oh, so you're better
than me.
It's
part of the chore day. First thing
I
get up.
I feel like it's just me rotisserieing myself, so I do it every 2 weeks. I don't care.
Yeah.
How about not washing your hands after using the bathroom? That's number 9.
Every time.
Using the bathroom at home.
No, I wash my hands every time.
I'll even just turn the faucet on so my wife doesn't shame me.
Yeah.
Good God.
I don't even touch it.
I've read that we're really doing it too much, though, and a lot of us are getting dry hands because of it. And then you throw the Purell on there.
Dry hands or poo smell on your hands. Come on.
Number two, of course, Fred.
Of course, number two.
I'm talking about number one.
Number one, it's like all you're doing is just...
But you're touching everything in the bathroom. The bathroom has poo particles. And
so you're the weirdo.
What do you say like the bathroom?
The little, the flusher.
And what's going on in the flusher?
If you have the lid open when it flushes, just poo particles fly out, so they're obviously on the flusher.
So do the handles when you're turning on the faucet, because remember...
Exactly, that's why I turned off the towel.
Find me an obituary where they describe the man died because he was touching the damn toilet handle.
That's how I'm going to die, and you're going to feel bad for yourself.
We need to get Vicky drunk because she's worried about these things. Yeah. When she's drunk, when she gets drunk, she doesn't care. She just licks the handles at that point. How about this? Have you ever clogged a toilet?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I have, but I don't think
all
it was...
All the time.
I don't think it was, like, anything I did naturally. I think it was just the toilet paper.
Oh, sure.
I don't think I'm capable of it.
It was... Yeah.
It was after Buffalo Wild Wings.
The worst was when I clogged the toilet when we went to Disneyland at the hotel in Anaheim, and we had to have somebody show up because I was thinking I could get it to go.
Oh, boy.
And it flooded it.
Yep, been there.
Good job, buddy. Water all over the bathroom floor, and we had to call someone because they don't put plungers in the bathroom.
They don't.
Steve's so like, here annoying. I am just trying to urinate on my friend in the tub, and then this toilet gets clogged.
Their fault.
Yeah.
So a lot of these gross things, I think that's us.
Yeah.
Really? I think that's what we are, as gross people.
You pick the topic, you guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I like this text. Someone said, because we talked about how I sometimes turn the faucet on and pretend I'm washing my hands so I don't get shamed by my wife.
Yep.
Somebody said, so I don't get shamed by my fiance, I turn on the electric toothbrush and act like I'm brushing my teeth.
I feel like if you're going to put all that effort in, might as well brush your teeth a little.
Right? Sometimes you just want to fight the man.
I actually understand that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you think I'm doing it, but I'm really not.
Yeah,
but you're absolutely right. It's just laziness.
I've got so much neurosis that I cannot, like, I don't know if it's because I was just shamed so much as a kid that if I go to bed without, like, washing up and doing my teeth and doing everything, it's just like I can't do it. I can't sleep. So I have to just to keep my brain shut up. So I guess that's a nice thing. It's a nice neurosis because at least then my teeth are okay.
Oh, it's a nice text we got. It involves you, right. Mr. Shea.
Oh, all righty.
This doesn't really have anything to do with what you guys have been talking about, but I want to give a shout out to BJ because of his views on therapy.
Oh, really?
I've been seeing a therapist now for about 3 months, and it has helped me in literally every single aspect of my life. Thank you, BJ. I honestly never would have went if it wasn't for how highly you speak of therapy.
I'll tell you this. If you continue...
P.S. Go after yourself, BJ.
Oh, thanks, man.
I put that
I will tell you this. If you continue to go to therapy like I did, and I went for 15 years every week, and now I will do like a refresher course, and I'll do like, every couple months, I'll go and do a three-hour session with somebody.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go in the woods and do a big therapy session in June. You start becoming the master. It's like you're going to college for free because I started having conversations about the therapy business because I learned so much, and he started telling me about diagnoses and different things, and it was like, whoa, I'm getting like an education.
Mm-hmm.
And
you become Bruce Leroy, in The Last Dragon.
Yes,
you are the master.
I am the master. You know, Steve, everybody has a mentor in life. With men, they don't understand that if you're really a smart dude, you get mentors, people that will teach you how to be the best you can be. That's what therapy does. It teaches you how to be the best you can be, and unfortunately in our society we think, oh, there's something wrong with me if I got to go see somebody. It's like, no, this is what a successful person does. They get mentors, and the therapist, to me, is the best mentor you can have.
One of my buddies that is a fitness guy, Jay Ferrugia, in his Instagram, every once in a while, he'll talk about, he has like the Renegade Radio thing he does as a podcast, but he also does like these gatherings where he gets a bunch of dudes together, and he says building a tribe is so important because it kind of motivates each other to succeed, as opposed to a lot of guys have that mentality of, I'm just going to do it by myself. I could do this all by myself. I don't want to reach out and seek help. And he's a big proponent of the day I stopped being that guy and changed to being more of a build a tribe, build a community, is the day that I started seeing success happen.
That's why I do that men's weekend. Every 6 months we all get together, and it's that tribe. The tribe of us get together and we just go, hey, check in, what's going on, what's happening. It's awesome. I mean, it's like a whole weekend we all just get away ourselves. And that's
have you tried all showering together yet?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get the R. Kelly. I don't think they're going to be really, hey, here's something Steve told me we could do. By the way, you're not invited. I was realizing, Danny, we can't have him come if he's going to be that guy. He's going to be like, we're all in the shower. Next thing you know, here comes Steve with his water widget. We're not going to do
fine.
That.
Plus, the showers are really small there. I don't think we'd be able to all fit in there.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, you're right, Danny.
Somebody want to know, did you hear the latest update about the beer guy, the guy that gave up everything but beer for Lent?
Oh, right, because he called it, back in the 1600s, they called it liquid bread.
Liquid bread.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard, this is the dude that's been, for Lent, said, I'm only going to have beer. And how about this? He's apparently already lost 16 pounds while drinking nothing but beer.
So a lot of folks have been asking me how many beers I'm having a day. So I'm having anywhere from 2 to 5 beers a day. You know, a typical day, I'm not necessarily drinking in the morning. I'm not a breakfast person. I don't normally just eat breakfast in the morning. I get up, I have some water, I have a black coffee, you know, no sweetener, no dairy, nothing in it, just black coffee every day. And I normally have my first beer sometime in the afternoon, and I might have, you know, one whenever I'm feeling a bit peckish. And then the majority of the beers I'm drinking are at home. When I get home at night, I might have, you know, 2 to 3 beers here at the house.
I think he's lame. I didn't know he was doing coffee as well.
I think he's lame.
I thought he was just beer was it. I didn't know he was doing coffee, too.
Yeah.
I don't think you should get to my water. See, my wife, when she does those, she does the water fast, she has nothing. It's water, and that's it.
So would you just give up water as well if he says I'm giving up
everything?
No,
water, I think water you have to have. Your body has to have water. The coffee part of it is like, look, Steve, you and I both know that, you know, having a cup of coffee, even black coffee, once you get used to it, is a hell of a treat.
Oh, yeah.
Plus you get that caffeine boost.
So what kind of beer would you go with? I'm thinking like, you know, like a stout or a porter, something that kind of is a little bit more heavy.
Yeah.
If you're going to only have a couple of beers, you've got to fill yourself up. That's all he's living on is just a couple of beers?
Yeah, you got to have a heavy beer. You do.
Or some kind of IPA. Yep. I mean, literally, because every time I drink an IPA, it's 2 or 3 in, and I'm like, I can't drink anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
Yeah. Right. There's certain beers I love, but I'm not, they're not the beers I'm going to have a night out with the boys with.
Right. You want the light pilsners for those, not the heavy IPAs or the stouts.
That's why it's always funny, like, sometimes when we play hockey and we go to some of these tournaments, someone shows up with, like, a bunch of IPAs, and they're like, yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you got to have, like, basically the watered down beers.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
So they go down quick and easy.
Yeah. Or just better yet, just bring shots.
Yeah. Fireball.
Yeah, that'll get the job done, and you won't even have to go to the bathroom much. Which, of course, a guy my age, I'm at the shot age right now. Just give me the less liquid and get me drunk. He also did say, though, the guy did say that even still, I think he's lame. He said it was tough to do.
Day 2 and 3 was pretty rough, so a lot of hunger. You know, I had an event on day 3, and I had like 3 IPAs. I really wanted Taco Bell. I wanted Taco Bell bad, and it was bad. So, I mean, obviously, I didn't partake, but the cravings were intense. That was day 3. 4 or 5, the hunger started to subside, and then the last 2 days have been great. So day 6 and day 7, I mean, I really haven't had any hunger.
How about that? So if you can get over the hump.
I love that Taco Bell was the one thing that he was having the hardest time getting away from.
I'm craving that right now, and I'm not even on a fast.
Well, he's drinking beer, and then what do you want after you drink some beers? You want some Taco Bell.
Make a run for the border.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody says, we were talking about things that you want to try as a challenge, because Will Smith is doing that Facebook show where he's doing all these crazy challenges, like becoming a stand-up comic, swimming with sharks, or whatever it may be. And we're wondering what crazy things people have done before or want to do. And one person says, waterfall rappelling was pretty crazy.
Waterfall rappelling? I guess there's rocks on the other side of it. Is that the idea? That way you can bounce off. I mean, you got to have something to bounce off when you rappel.
Yeah, the whole rappelling thing seems like fun because you see it in movies, but I don't know if I could.
Oh, I don't want to do it.
Right.
I got a height thing anyway, so there's no way you're going to get me to want to do that. That's why, again, you know, Bert Kreischer, I God bless that dude. I don't know how he does and has done half the stuff he does.
Yeah, waterfall rappelling looks freaking.
What? Oh, because, so yeah, obviously there are the rocks.
Water. Yeah.
Okay.
You got the water. You got the rappelling.
It's slippery. And then, you don't, I mean.
Hard pass.
Yeah, looks, me too.
Actually, I would do it. That looks like fun. Well, and I mean, you get the nice, like, if you're sweating and nervous, you got that nice water kind of flowing on you.
Mm. Oh, Vicky, it's relaxing, it's so actually. Funny what people find exciting and it just repels me.
I mean, you're literally just kind of walking at an angle with water on you.
Yeah, I'm glad you think that way. I got a height thing. You know how you have an OCD thing? I got a height thing.
That's
I would
fair.
Be terrified.
So he said, my wife and I gave up eating out for Lent. We're saving tons of money, but Taco Bell is calling.
Yeah, you know, I forget that we have become a society that eats out. It was such a treat for me growing up, but that's what we do now. Who really eats in anymore on a regular basis? Not a lot of people.
I'd say on average once a week. It's one night of the weekend.
And
we don't eat out. We just do takeout. Because we
so you've really limited it to one takeout a week. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. Didn't you guys do more?
No.
Oh, it's only been one a week.
Unless I'm going out with some of my buddies, obviously. I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm packing my dinner.
Yeah.
But no, it's typically Friday or Saturday night. Even like on Wednesday when we went to go see the Glorious Sons over at the Tractor, we debated it. Like, do we want to go have our one night be on a weeknight? Like, nah, let's eat at home and then we'll go out.
Yeah. So many of my buddies I know, they have a kitchen, but they don't use it.
Well, I mean, just you do the math, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Some people do like the convenience, though. I'm that guy. I never cook. So for me, I mean, I will go get frozen prepared foods at least. So that way I'm not spending way, but I'm not going to cook anything for me.
I get that. Yeah. But I mean, you don't want to drop sometimes just to go out to eat. It's 70, 80 bucks.
That's true.
If you're going somewhere nice.
This is
going
to be tough, though, because it's Comic-Con this weekend. I'm not going to be home tonight, tomorrow, or, you know, I'm not. So I'm going to be eating out. Going to have to be. Thank goodness for DoorDash.
Hey, someone wanted to know, speaking of Comic-Con, what time are you going to be there today? My husband and I are going to be there all day. We'd love to meet you.
Yes, I will be in the board game area. So
shocking.
Ask people where the board games are, and it's across the bridge.
So it's in the basement.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. That is where I'm going to be. And I've already told people I do not have good reception on my phone there. So if you try to connect with me on Twitter or Facebook, I won't see it because it's just the reception's really not good for me down there. But come on down. And I've told everybody, if we have a space open or even more, at the game we're about to play, you're welcome to sit and play a game with us.
Can I sit on your lap?
That you cannot do.
What?
And also, if I'm in the bathroom, there is no Steve action, okay?
Wow. I don't know what that is, but I bet it's
fun. Oh, you know what that is, Rainbird Boy. That's just
only the locker room.
They
it's
don't
not
have
every
do you
bathroom.
Take a shower there? I don't know what Steve does.
Oh, yeah. We're at the urinals. I'm just going to turn around and just hit you.
Oh, you're right. It's so unusual to think you do something that crazy as if I'm taking a shower in the same place with you. You turn around and you all of a sudden make me your garden hose.
You are worried about the weirdest things, man.
I am worried that somebody who urinates on other people in the shower might...
It's not just anybody. It's hockey teammates, and it's funny.
Yeah, it's people he likes, so don't worry about it, BJ.
You're fine.
Do you both hear yourself speaking right now?
Do you hear yourself speaking?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I'm speaking like a normal person. I don't care how many people are in the shower, whether they like me or not. You're not going to urinate on me for fun. Okay? All right.
Flagging that one.
Do you have any calls?
Quote of the morning. Jeez. Let's go to Rich in Marysville. First thing Rich needs to know. Rich, first thing you need to know, not doing that for fun. All right, Rich, you're on the rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Oh, just delightful, Rich. Apparently, I'm the crazy person.
Yeah, well, that's nothing new. But so,
all right.
Back to the challenge thing. You know, we used to do a thing called no balls challenge. You jump off a cliff and try and catch the roots that are coming out the side. But the rocks down below is 100 feet down.
What are you? Wait! One more time.
Catch the what?
What are you trying to catch?
The roots of the tree.
The roots that are coming out of the side of the bluff. In Port Angeles.
So are you trying to break your fall and not go all the way to the bottom? That's the idea?
Yeah. Well, we were drunk always, but...
What the... So if you miss...
That was an assumption I already made when you started sharing this story,
So let me be clear. You miss and you land on the rocks.
Yeah, 100 feet down, and nobody's ever missed. So, I mean, there's a lot of roots going down, but it would break your fall.
Wow, that you know what, Rich? That's where I would say, guys, I will meet you back in the car,
or I'll film
it.
Guys.
It was always a bonfire and drinking, and it was nighttime, so we knew where the roots were,
and nobody got really hurt.
And nighttime, they're doing this.
Oh. No, I got hurt one time. I had a stick go through my thigh, and that was about it.
That was about it, it's been called. Have you ever been in the shower with Steve? Because if you think that's not a big deal, then Steve's got a fun time.
I could kill the infection.
Well, if I was in the shower with Steve, it wouldn't be a big thing.
Are we insulting me or yourself? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a tough one to know. Yeah, it's a good point.
He sunk the ship to get to the captain.
Yeah, I feel like... All right. You know what? That is... Look, that is definitely part of being a guy, but I was never that much of a guy, and I never hung out with those kind of folks. This is like, you're going to get me killed. I don't need this. So, I would go to the computer club instead, you know? All right, there is a...
We got a text message.
Oh, we got a text? All right, let's do that one. Okay, fine.
Have you guys heard about a new show coming out with a couple of the Broken Lizard guys, and they're calling it Tacoma FD? Yes.
Yes, I have seen it.
I think it's coming out pretty soon.
It's the two dudes we have in. It's
Lemmy and Heffernan.
Which
about
means...
the Tacoma Fire Department, and you know it's going to be funny.
And you know they're going to visit here. They've got to.
You would hope.
Yeah, they come here anyway when they do shows, but it's got to be special for them since it's about Tacoma. I wonder if they did any research when they were doing comedy here. You know, of all places, places to pick. I wonder if they somehow, you know, did a little research about the area and thought this would be a fun way to do. Because out of all things, Tacoma Fire Department, why?
It's very, unless they are making fun of these television shows like Station 19, which is a firefighter show based in Seattle.
Oh, good call.
I think it's more along those lines.
Yeah.
And they just wanted a place that was the Pacific Northwest. It's rainy and they may not have a whole lot to do because it's, you know, the rainy area and they're firefighters. It does premiere March 28th. So just about 2 weeks. So, True TV.
Nice. Do we know if they did any B-roll or if they actually were here?
I heard that it was actually like filmed in LA. I don't know if they did a whole lot of B-roll, but some people are saying in the trailer that you can make some notices on landmarks, but okay. To be perfectly honest, I didn't notice anything.
They all have awesome mustaches in
Yeah, of course. They have great mustaches.
So when's it premiering, Rev?
March 28th at 10:30 p.m. on True TV.
I got to remember that.
Oh, somebody says, yes, they spent some time in Tacoma.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
Well, that's cool. Good for those guys. That's cool. Well, the Broken Lizard guys are great, and Steve and Heffernan, they're great guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing this. I bet it's going to be pretty funny. Yeah,
Kevin and Steve are awesome. Ryan Castle, we have a question about Ryan Castle. Should we get to that?
Sure.
All right, because it's a big one going into your weekend. What do Ryan Castle and the internet have in common? You're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and the internet have in common?
I have 85% pornography and food blogs.
Yeah, you are.
Good point.
And a hint of salty social media.
Ooh, a little salty.
Mm-hmm.
One texter says Steve is addicted to both.
Yeah, he is.
They're both loaded with viruses.
Yeah, they are.
And they both provide free pornography.
Oh, no, Ryan always charges.
That's right.
Yeah, I tried. I tried to get free pornography from Ryan, but he's a tough customer.
That's right.
He gives you the first one free.
Mm-hmm. Mama needs shoes.
Mama needs shoes. All right, here's a question. Because they did this poll in the UK, and they asked people, hey, would you give up the internet forever for £1 million, which for us is like $1.3 million?
Nope.
Internet forever?
Yeah.
Dude, $1 million?
I would do it for... $1.75 and 10% off window washing.
That is
very specific.
Random and specific.
$1 million? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Netflix.
I know, that's the thing. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I can go back to the old days of VHS.
That's right. Classic porn.
Wow.
I still
Ryan Castle. He's classic.
Title Starcade 87.
Okay. We again, this is info we may not
Where the
need.
Girls aren't.
Okay, so anyway, Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack of something. I have
Wait
no
a
idea.
Second,
yeah, we don't. Okay, here he is.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Because Steve has trained a lot of trolls on this show, that's why.
I have not.
Yeah.
Oh, I have not. Here's your text, but you got it, yes.
Huh? Yeah, that, by the way, is a great impression of you.
Wow, I thought it was Steve.
Yeah. You can't tell. Steve, say something, and people are not going to be able to tell when I'm talking and you're talking. As a matter of fact, you do this mixed report. I'm going to come on and I'm going to read.
Why don't I just give you the stories and you do it?
That's right.
I'm Steve. It's a megaphone. I'll be right back.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.